Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Andy Mills, CEO and co-founder of InModus. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
To start, tell us a little bit about your role at InModus.
Sure. I'm one of the co-founders of InModus. We started back in August 2010, and we wear multiple hats, of course, in a small startup company. I'm principally a software architect, as much as a chief bottle washer, of course, as we run around doing multiple things with a CEO hat on. So all the things a CEO of a startup company entails.
Tell us a little bit about what InModus does.
We're actually a software company. We're a small startup, but we're growing here pretty quickly. We've got a server-centric software storage virtualization stack. We focused on a thing called dynamic flash provisioning for storage, and we're really targeting both small and large-scale data centers with a principally software-based technology that works in concert with things like all-flash arrays or NVMe devices if you're inside a server. You know, we're really trying to make it easy for people to adopt flash and also merge it with their existing older, slower storage to kind of come up with a nice cost balance that people can tolerate as they're trying to introduce flash into data centers. So really more of an evolutionary kind of product we provide for people to convert from the old to the new.
Okay. What would you say to a potential customer that says, well, you know, flash, I love the performance, the low latencies, but I'm just not happy with the cost?
Well, they're right. In a lot of cases, it depends, right, on which SSD, and there's a cost of the SSD itself and then the cost of deploying it, right, putting it in the system. So we recognize that. It's a big forklift truck upgrade for many people. So what you find, a lot of people like to kind of put these in parallel and bring them in, you know, slowly rather than do wholesale transfers in most mainstream data centers. So what we try to do is give them the tools to measure before they deploy flash just exactly how much flash they're going to need or if they even need it at all.
So to prevent overbuying, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where this really leads. You can get yourself some very nice cost savings. The problem we see is that people don't know how much flash they need, so the over-provision is a typical thing in the storage world, but worse with flash, you're over-provisioning at a cost point that's still rapidly declining. So you don't want to deploy too much flash too soon. You want to deploy just the right amount of flash.
Tell us a little bit about these tools that allow your customers to analyze how much flash they need, for example.
From a customer standpoint, to put it in simple terms, they would install this on a Windows-based server or a Linux-based server. We would take those raw devices and we would give you a hybrid device that's intelligent, and it would figure out. It's a mix of expensive, small amount of expensive high-performance flash, for example, and a large amount of capacity, put them together into one big virtual drive that we create for people, and then we'll figure out where the data needs to go. But unlike a cache, we actually literally map that active data permanently to where the flash exists in that disk. So we give people pretty much almost 100% of the flash performance. You get that now with this scheme, but you've saved yourself up to 80% of the cost. So that's kind of the basic virtualization engine. And now what we've added to that in the last few months here is the ability to accurately measure just how much flash I need with an analytics tool that allows you to basically query that server and tell me exactly how much active capacity in terms of spatial, if you want to give it a grand name here, out of a terabyte, am I using 10? 20, 40 gigabytes is active at any one time? We can give you now a precise answer to that question. It all helps an IT guy to help understand just how much they need, and they can scale it up or down as they need.
Now, is InModus planning on using some of the Intel new NVMe flash products like Optane?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we love the whole story of things keep getting faster. One of the questions we had is, oh, you just take SSDs and hard drives, right? And then what happens when hard drives go away? No problem. When Optane comes out, that becomes the new fast storage, and then you get your classic bulk NAND as your slow storage. We don't care. It's anything fast and expensive, anything slow and bulk, you know, oriented and lower cost. So we've been working with Intel SSDs for a long time in our labs here and with customers deploying our software. They typically use, for example, today an Intel NVMe drive or even just regular Intel SSD SATA devices. And we're seeing a lot more interest now in Optane technology, first and foremost, as a storage device, a block device. And then, of course, as Intel goes to memory class, we intend to fully follow that curve and offer memory class performance with our product as well. So yes, we love the whole Optane story.
Now, I think you've talked about it in general, but describe in more detail about your Fuse Drive product.
Fuse Drive is actually the name we give to our very first product we launched several years ago. Fuse Drive, as the name suggests, fuses drives together. And those drives can be individual drives. It can be several drives that we pull together into fast and slow groups. Or it can be RAID sets, like an Adaptec or LSI, or it used to be Adaptec LSI now, Avago and the rest of the guys now out there who are offering RAID devices. So we can take anything fast, anything slow in RAID sets, put them together. Fuse Drive is a Windows or a Linux product that you just install. We install it in a couple of minutes, sometimes less, and you can migrate your existing volumes. If you have a lot of data on there, you don't have to migrate them off. We'll convert them into Fuse Drives, and you can add flash to a volume that might be flailing or getting pretty slow. You can now inject a new set of life into it with installing this software and adding your flash, and it'll automatically redistribute itself where the data is needed. You know, the flash is needed in the data set.
It sounds like Fuse Drive's been around for a while.
Yeah, it has. I mean, we've evolved Fuse Drive. There's one in the works right now we're getting pretty excited about is our device analytics engine. But Fuse Drive itself has been through several iterations. We started out with a Fuse Drive server, which ran on Intel class servers to offer basic integration. We've since evolved that through several iterations to provide better migration of existing brownfield situations where we're bringing existing data sets and stuff like that. We've improved the performance. We've added a RAM cache layer, which gives you a clue on where we're heading with memory class going forward. So we do triple tiering. So all that kind of stuff has been evolving. But I think the next piece for us now is as we go into data center class rack level systems is what we call dynamic flash provisioning, which is this ability to really take a shared resource or make an AFA, for example, or flash array, become a shared resource that we can dynamically provision down to multiple servers. And we do that with a thing we call the device analytics server, which we've just started demonstrating to a few key customers that runs on a standard Intel class server and collects data from multiple nodes in a data center at one time.
Talk about the verticals that you target.
The key ones we really find can get a lot of use out of this are generally the hosting providers, where they don't really know from one day to another what specific load they're going to expect on a server, especially if they're bringing up customers or migrating stuff around. So it certainly has its first and foremost use in an environment where you want to dynamically provision flash with a touch of a button and in software instead of having to physically migrate chunks of flash around the place to reload balance your system. Web scale is another one where we see, because we don't really have any need to cluster between our nodes, you can easily deploy this in scale-out environments. This can be running standard Linux open source systems, for example, Ceph, any kind of scale-out system where you would normally see a disk drive. We can substitute that disk drive for an intelligent Fuse Drive that can enable you to kind of scale this across several thousand nodes. In fact, many customers we're talking to right now are running into the tens of thousands of servers now.
Wow. You're part of the Intel Storage Builders program. Talk a little bit about what that means to you and how you've been able to take advantage of that.
I think what the Intel Storage Summit Build Upon does, it helps a huge degree. It validates what we're doing in terms of the bigger picture. We understand we're a component of a bigger story. So it puts us in touch with a lot of different other vendors that have similar or complementary technologies. And we're fairly new into the program, but I think that certainly enables us to reach out and touch more people with synergistic interests and system builders and people like that that we can kind of partner with. So that's what we find we get the most out of. And just the fact that, of course, Intel being a strong systems partner like that as much as a component guy, it enables us to strongly leverage all those synergies in one place.
Andy, where can our listeners go to find more information about InModus?
www.inmodus.com. We can provide you a lot of detail on that website. You can also download the product from there. You get a 30-day trial to try out our full-blown server-based product there. We have a workstation-like product, virtual SSD, we just launched recently. So white papers, user guides, anything they want, you can get freely on our website. So again, www.inmodus.com.
Well, we appreciate your time today, Andy. Thank you, and best wishes to you and InModus.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.